Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 174. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Your definition of greed is holding you back. So it is all about mindset, this one. And specifically, when I'm talking about greed, I would imagine that the first thing that came into your mind was money. It could be money, it could be food, it could be possessions. We'll probably keep it to money and to wealth and to riches, because I think that is the first thing that people imagine. Now, definitions of greed is different in different countries, depending on where you live. Some countries are a little bit more socialist in their views than other countries. Other countries are a little bit more capitalistic. But we all need to review what we think is greed and what isn't greed to make sure that it's not going to hold you back from your own goals and your own path. So I'll give you the definition first. An excessive, extreme desire for something, often more than one's proper share. I don't think it's a great definition, because who's the person that decides what is more than your proper share? It's very subjective. So an excessive, extreme desire for something, often more than one's proper share. One's proper share. What is your proper share? So according to that, if you're excessive or extreme in your desire for something, then you're a greedy person. And if you want more than your proper share, as undefined as that may be, you're a greedy person as well. So it's not very clear at all. According to that definition, that pretty much puts any business person as greedy. Anyone that owns a business as greedy, because obviously they have an excessive and driven, a drive for something to succeed and to make their business profitable. Regardless of, I know when I say business, everybody immediately thinks of big business, but the majority of business is not big business. A lot of what we're going to talk about in this episode is the majority. So I'm not talking about the 0.1%. And see, this is the problem. When we think about certain things like greed and capitalism and business and wealth, we immediately think about the 0.1%, not even the 1%ers, the 0.1% elites. And we base our decisions and our views and our mindset on how we view the 0.1%. And that's a completely different kettle of fish. So as I said, according to our definition, it would pretty much make all business people greedy. Obviously, it would make all politicians greedy, because, you know, we would define them as being power hungry and therefore greedy. We would discount all of the ones that actually want to make a difference and that there's any good ones out there. So we could just classify all politicians as greedy, all business people as greedy, and anybody, absolutely anybody that works in the financial industry who's motivated by money, who's interested in money, who has an excessive, extreme desire for money or to increase money over and above their proper share. So we could discount all of those as being greedy as well. So we've not given ourselves very many options to succeed there. We've discounted business, we've discounted finance, we've discounted politics. I'm sure we could keep going on the list and put everybody in that greedy category. Now, if you're a goal achieving person, if you're someone that wants to achieve things, if you're success minded, then if you think like that, can you not see the correlation between that and you shooting yourself in the foot and not being able to even get started? It's failing before you've even started, because that is your view of all these people. So if you have any goals or desires in those realms, in the realm of finance, business, or acquisitions, you know, getting nice things, if you have any of those beliefs, but you believe that other people who attain those are greedy, then what chance do you give yourself? So who are you aligning yourself with your views? If you're not aligning yourself to high achievers, and then you're going to be aligning yourself to, I don't know, more impoverished people, people who are without, people who are struggling. Do you see them as more morally correct? It's a very, very important question, and you need to figure out where you sit, because it's going to dictate how you succeed and the goals that you're able to do. I'll just give you a couple of questions first of all. Is it greedy to want to be financially secure? So do you believe it's greedy for you in your life to want to be financially secure? Is that greedy? Is it not greedy? Is it greedy not to want to rely on welfare or the state? Is that greedy? Now, I said want. It's a different scenario if you have to rely on welfare, the state. I'm absolutely not judging. I'm saying wanting to rely on. So with this episode and with other episodes, I'm sure you can twist what I'm saying and my meanings, but, you know, everybody's pretty much an adult that listens to the Success Sensei, so you can make up your own mind. I'm just here to talk about it, to get you thinking, maybe challenge some of your views, but ultimately I'm not trying to brainwash you or change your own mind. That's totally up to you. Is it greedy not to want to rely on welfare? Is it greedy to want a better future for your children? Is that greedy? Is it not greedy? You're going to have to answer these questions yourself. Is it greedy being willing to work long and hard to attain nice things or the things that you want? Is that greedy, wanting nice things and being willing to work extremely hard to achieve those nice things? Do you see greed in that process? What I'm saying to you is if you are seeing these as being greedy, then it's really going to challenge how you're going to succeed in the future. Is it greedy to want to reduce financial anxiety? Everybody suffers from financial anxiety to keep some people awake at night. Everybody suffers to some extent. And I would like to let you know that millionaires suffer from financial anxiety. I've talked about this before. I know your heart doesn't bleed. The second I said millionaire, again, who did you align your mindset to? Did you align your mindset with someone who is poor? When I said millionaire, did that evoke an emotion in you where you were completely detached from a millionaire and you can't ever envision yourself becoming one? But let me tell you, a million is not a lot. It's not a lot in today's society, and you can be an impoverished millionaire. You can be barely getting by. You can be not getting by and be net worth or gross worth a million. So even millionaires have financial anxiety. Is it greedy to want to reduce your financial anxiety? And I said reduce because I don't think you'll ever get rid of it. I don't know many billionaires, but I'm sure they still, you know, their thoughts are still consumed with money, and I'm sure they still have financial anxiety to some extent, maybe just larger numbers and a lot more zeros. Do you believe that your gain causes a loss to someone else? Now, I don't think it does at the level that we're talking about. If you are a multimillionaire, I don't really think that you are stopping other people from eating. I mean, if you have that in your mind, that level is preventing and stopping other people from succeeding, then you're going to have to challenge yourself with that, because you'll never get to that kind of a level. You'll never get to a comfortable, financially secure level. You get rewarded for output. So you get rewarded for the value that you're putting out into the planet. That's generally how this works. So is it greedy to put out even more value and even more output and to then, you know, to receive, you know, large amounts of money for that? So the harder you work, the more value that you put out there, you're going to be rewarded for that. Is that greedy or is it actually helping? That's up to you to decide. Yes, I'm not into extreme capitalism. I don't like extreme capitalism. I'm sure the majority of people listening to this probably don't as well. But that's not the level we're talking about. Again, I'm not talking about the 0.1% of people that we immediately imagine when we're talking about greed and finance and wealth and business. The majority, the 99.9% is, you know, smaller, more manageable, more realistic, not causing the damage that extreme capitalism is doing. Greed to me is billions. It's not necessarily millions. It's an amount of money that is actually contributing to the withholding of money from certain economies or certain sectors. So I'm talking about monopoly. I'm talking about extreme capitalism, not what we're talking about. If your goals, and you're afraid of chasing your goals because you view them as greedy, then you're skewed as to your numbers. A million is not a billion. It's a completely different number and a massive number in comparison. There is actually no comparison. You know, they are turning us against ourselves to the point where, you know, it suits the 0.1%ers for us to think that ourselves trying to attain financial freedom is greed, because that stops us before we even get started. We just think that there's no point in even trying. So the 0.1%ers are quite happy for us to stop ourselves from trying to attain financial comfort, while they themselves are secretly amassing as much wealth as possible. Obviously, it suits the overall game plan. If we're not afraid to play the game, if we're afraid to unite, if we're afraid to come together, if we're afraid to change the rules of the game, and we're fighting with each other and we're stopping each other from succeeding, while the 0.1%ers continue to succeed in their own master plan, you know, the conspiracy does suit them. Absolutely. We are a threat to the 0.1%, especially if we decided we would change the rules of the game. Look, don't begrudge your fellow man or woman. Ask them how they did it. And I guarantee you could be shocked about how approachable they are and how willing they are to help. If you define greed, or you imagine your goals are greedy, if you see them in your mind as greedy, then what chance do you have to succeed? It is a mindset. I'm saying stretch out your definition of greed. I'm saying absolutely strive for financial independence for you and for your family and for your loved ones and for your friends. But be willing to really concentrate and focus and work very bloody hard to achieve it. And don't let self-limiting mindsets about what is greed and what isn't greed hold you back. And don't let anybody else, by the way, dictate as to that. So I hope that helps you. I hope it's given you a bit of motivation to get stuck in. If you do have any guilt, by the way, over all these riches that you're going to amass in your future, do you know what you can do? You can donate more to charity. That will alleviate some of your guilt. But you won't even be in that position if you don't first get stuck in and attain it. So keep that in mind as well. Right, thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.